Hi, Steve Pomerantz here, host of On the Money with today's On the Money Extra, where we feature market updates and insights as well as guest interviews with noted financial experts to help you stay informed and learn the facts to make the right decisions about money. So let's get started. Since most people will own a house in their lifetime, I can say it is undoubtedly one of the most important financial decisions one will make. You know, for the last few years, there have been huge changes in the mortgage and home purchase process, all created to avoid another meltdown of the kind we witnessed in 2007. So I think everyone contemplating a home transaction or a housing buy, either whether you're a buyer or a seller, should be aware of these changes. So I want to address these common myths about home buying, and these were nicely covered in a recent article by Caroline Banton of GoBankingRates.com. Now, I'm sure most of you remember the madness in the housing sector, rash mortgage lending standards, zero down payments even to people with bad credit, aggressive sales tactics that got people to buy homes they could really not afford on the false pretext that housing prices will only continue to rise over time. All of this then led to very low-quality mortgages. They were called subprime mortgages at the time. And then they were repackaged by Wall Street and sold off with excellent credit ratings. And if you add to that a healthy dose of leverage, everything famously collapsed like a house of cards. So then federal regulators tightened lending standards to prevent future defaults and foreclosures. But those new standards were so strict that they decided to loosen them up because they were really hurting buyers' ability to get a mortgage. So with that background, I want to walk you through some of these changes and bust some of those widely held perceptions about home buying. So here's one. A big down payment is still required. You know, in January 2014, regulators eased up on those tight lending standards after real estate groups and consumer advocates claimed that millions of Americans would not be able to qualify for housing loans. And they were right. So a lot of people weren't able to get loans because they couldn't afford the 20% down payment. So that's no longer the case. Banks now typically require between 5% and 20% of a home's purchase price as a down payment. So there's much more flexibility, and people with good credit can get away with putting down as little as 5%. Though lenders still typically require private mortgage insurance, it's also called PMI, for those down payments under 20%. And that's to protect the lender should you default on the mortgage. PMI typically costs between 0.5% and 1% of the loan annually. So if you've got a $100,000 mortgage, 1% is $1,000 a year or another $83 a month. This is the cost of that insurance. So believe it or not, most prospective homebuyers are still under the false impression that a 20% down payment is required, and it's probably the most common misconceptions that lenders encounter. Also, there are loans from the Federal Housing Administration, you know, the FHA, which require just 3.5% of the home's purchase price, and also loans from the Department of Veterans Affairs and the U.S. Department of Agriculture require no down payment for eligible buyers. So make sure you see how low you can go. And there's also national, state, and county programs that offer grants to home buyers. Ain't that nice? But of course, you have to meet certain specific guidelines and so on. So if you can check those out, you may be able to get some more money from the government and as well only have to put down a small down payment. All right, here's another misconception or myth that states basically, I need perfect credit in order to get a mortgage. Your FICO's credit score, which I'm sure most of you have heard about, is a measure of your credit worthiness and can range from 350 to 850. And you can qualify for a conventional mortgage with favorable terms at a number of 720 and up. First-time homebuyers can secure an FHA loan with a credit score of 620 or above. Buying a home with bad credit is not impossible. For example, veterans can qualify for government loans with a FICO score as low as 580. So you'll want to see if you qualify for these exceptions. But generally, buyers get better financing terms and lower mortgage interest rates if they have higher credit scores, while buyers with lower credit scores pay higher interest rates for mortgages. So while you can get the loan, you may have to pay more if your FICO score is lower. Here's another misconception, and that is that fixed-rate loans are best. You know, the myth is based on the belief that mortgage payments on an adjustable rate mortgage can skyrocket if interest rates climb, and while that is true, it's more important to consider the length of time that you intend to stay in the house. So a 30-year fixed mortgage works well if you intend to remain in a home for about that long or for a very long time. But remember, the longer the fixed rate, the higher the interest rate. So if you're planning on staying in a home for anywhere from 4 to 7 years, consider a shorter-term fixed rate or even an adjustable rate mortgage because you're very likely to get a lower rate than a 30-year fixed loan. All right, here's another myth we want to quell. Location is most important. A quiet neighborhood of homes with white picket fences might be one vision of the American dream, but savvy buyers look for hidden gems with some of the best deals found in areas that haven't reached their full potential. So look at the community you're buying in. Is construction planned? Are there new housing units being built? Try to glimpse into the future to gauge what the area might look like in 5 to 10 years. Here's another misconception that the home buying process will be quick. Once you find the house you want, the next step is to apply for a home loan. Or as a guest of mine says later in the show, perhaps you should apply for the loan first, get a pre-approval, and then look for the house. But either way, a typical mortgage loan takes about 4 to 6 weeks to close from the time the application is submitted. With an FHA loan, the process could take longer, and you also have to allow time for the appraisal and inspection. So make sure you factor that all in and have realistic expectations about the amount of time the process can take. Also, another myth, a clean home inspection means no repairs. A common assumption is that a good home inspection means that the home will require minimal maintenance and repairs. However, a home inspection report is really a snapshot of the condition of the home, the building materials, and the various electrical, plumbing, and heating and air conditioning systems. But once you live in a fully functioning house, you may want to undertake routine maintenance and minor repairs, such as changing your air filters and getting your vent ducts clean, cleaning out the gutters, etc. And finally, that properties are always listed on the MLS, and this is pretty important. Most real estate brokers use the multiple listing service to gather and disseminate information about properties, but technology is offering up some new ideas. These ideas represent other ways that homes can be marketed. A product called Pocket List, for example, ups the intrigue on a property through what is called a pocket listing that is only accessible to preferred buyers. The company also has a mobile app to connect agents and qualified buyers to pre-MLS and private home listings. So, finally, buying a home that you'd be happy in requires patience and research, so potential buyers and sellers should review the going rate on property sales prices and research lending options and grants, and do your due diligence on real estate agents and only choose from those that come highly recommended and that have a lot of experience in the market you're looking in. An agent who is well informed about local markets can steer you in the right direction and save you a ton of money and make the whole process a lot smoother.
You're listening to On the Money with certified financial planner Steve Pomerantz. If you'd like information about guests, topics, or anything you hear on this program, call 866-MONEY01 or visit the show's website at onthemoneyradio.org.